Good evening and welcome to a special edition of the LA Rams UK podcast, episode 100. Hi, I'm John. It's Sunday, 15th of October 2023. The Rams are currently 9-6 down to the Cardinals, and I'm spending my Sunday night doing editing of this episode because I can't bear to watch what's on screen. But I'll be back later in the week with Andy to go over the game. Hopefully, will result in a win. But for now, folks, we have put together something special for you. Andy and I reached out to the original members of the LA Rams UK team as Cooper Kupp scores a touchdown on my TV screen right in front of me. And what we did is we thought for the 100th episode to recognise the achievement in this milestone, we'd reach out to guys and just ask them how it all came about, what their favourite memories about being, you know, not just a Rams fan but being part of the team has been, and what they're hoping for the future. So, without further ado, here's what the guys got to say. Apologies in advance for any dips in sound. Really appreciate the effort the guys put in here. They all recorded the parts individually sent to me. I've done my best here to put it together. So, for your listening pleasure, here is the original LA Rams UK team. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being part of this milestone episode. How are you all doing and what have you been up to?
Episode 100 of the LA Rams UK podcast. Whoever thought we'd get this far, eh? Apologies for my absence over the last year and a bit. I've been starting a new business up here in East Yorkshire and I just haven't had the time to actually commit to these wonderful podcast episodes. But thanks to everybody for keeping it going and just dropping in now to commemorate the 100 episodes.
So I have been doing things in the background, but obviously the guys have been holding the fort in relation to the recording of the podcast, but I am still involved, still having the chats. Things have obviously got in the way in relation to me getting on the podcast recently, but I will be back as soon as I can.
Hello everybody, it's Aaron. I used to be on the podcast a fair bit, but recently, in the last few years, I've had to take a step back due to time constraints. But the guys have been keeping it going fantastically, even introducing the YouTube. So, well done, guys. I think the fan base is stronger than ever, which is fantastic to see. I've been doing well. I try to help out where I can this season going forward with the socials and the graphics and stuff. So, never know, I might reappear on the podcast to help John and Andy out a little bit going forward. But take it easy, and I hope you enjoyed this episode.
I'm great, thanks, mate. I'm just glad to be here for the big 100 episode.
For all the listeners out there, they know the names, they know who you are, but they don't know, how did you guys get involved in LA Rams UK?
I joined the LA Rams, what was the LA Rams UK Facebook page back in, must be 2011, 2012, and soon after that took it over from the owners. And a couple of years after that, we amalgamated as a group and came together under the Twitter, Instagram and Facebook pages and formed what is what you see now as LA Rams UK. And I'll continue to be involved at some point in the future, but just at the moment it's a bit of a leave of absence until I can get things moving properly.
Obviously, I was one of the, shall we call ourselves, the original people that obviously brought back the LA Rams UK, and it was probably, the guys would probably say it wasn't, but I do want to claim the reward to the fact that it was myself that sort of messaged people that I'd seen who were putting things out on social media and things around when the Rams came over to play the Cardinals. We were all doing sort of separate things, putting tweets out and so on. So I sent a direct message to all, said, why don't we have a conversation and bring things together? We did. We obviously got hold of the Twitter account, which is obviously what we're pushing on today. And then obviously the Instagram moved into the way it was. And then the podcast came as a general progression from that, really, and where we are now. I don't think we'd ever expect where we are now, with obviously having merchandise and people we've had on the podcast and how things have evolved, but how it is great, really. And
in the beginning, I set up my own Rams Nation UK account on Twitter and was trying to do it all myself. There was a couple of other Rams accounts at the time, but I was doing all right on my own, but it was a bit too much to do. And I got in touch with Tony, who was at the time, I believe he was helping run the Facebook account. And we got chatting about trying to absorb the current LA Rams UK account at the time, which was dormant. And we had a discussion, decided to get a few regular members that used to respond to me and Tony and set up a little team to get LA Rams UK going again. And that's how it started for me.
Tony put a post up on Twitter asking if anyone fancied coming on as a guest 1 week. So I answered that, you know, I'd be happy. And then basically it just started from there. I kept getting invited back every few episodes. And then before long, I was basically doing this every week.
Now that we've got a picture of how you guys got involved in LA Rams UK and also how it came about as a group, what's been your fondest memory as being part of the team?
I think it's got to be the meetups we had at the Barrow Boy and Banker in London around the Cardinals and the Bengals games. It was great to put so many faces to names, and I'd love to repeat that sometime in the future. I mean, we did do a meetup for the Minnesota Vikings game. I think that must have been about 2018, across in Manchester, when we, about a dozen of us or so, went to one of the casinos there. That was a lot of fun for Thursday night football. So those are two best memories, really.
The fondest memory and part of the team is being part of that team. We are dotted all across the UK. To be able to bring us all together and speak about what some people would say in the UK is a secondary sport for maybe all of us, and maybe first for others. Obviously, football, soccer being the biggest sport over here, but the sort of love of the game that we've got and the love of the Rams that we've got, which has obviously evolved again for when the team has moved around. So we've followed them to LA, and I think we've definitely fallen in love with that. And that's the sort of fondest sort of mindset for me, really, is that we are all on the same page as well. And we've never fell out on over anything. We've all sort of agreed on anything, and it's we're in a good place, and hopefully we can only take it to the next level. And
this one's going to sound a bit childish, but one of my fondest memories of the podcast, anyway, was about 4 years ago, 2019, and it was around the time before and after when the Rams knocked out the Saints from the playoffs with that pass interference call not being called. But we had, you might say, a bit of bants with the Saints UK fans that ran their podcast quite successfully. But it was a bit of to and fro in between us that was quite entertaining at the time. So that's one of my most funnest or fondest memories of the podcast, at least.
Probably say the Super Bowl win, just everybody's jubilation and hype and how excited we all were. Just that feeling, you know, was just absolutely fantastic and, you know, a pleasure to be around.
Now, I've got to ask this. Do you guys listen to the podcast much these days? Or what's been your favourite episode of the podcast?
Not so much at the moment, but I very rarely get time to watch whole games at the moment. I do keep up to date with the latest news via the LA Rams UK Facebook and Twitter pages, but not so much at the moment.
I obviously do listen to the podcast every now and again when I can, and what Andy and John have done to take it into the next level and being able to stream the podcast, and it's obviously live to watch on YouTube, and you can add your questions in on that basis. It's taking it to that next level, which we all obviously need to get along with. And my favourite episodes, they sort of mould into one, really. It's when we were all on there and we were having a crack. And, yeah, obviously the Super Bowl ones were definitely the more enjoyable. And it's just a great place to be and have a conversation for an hour and a half about something that we're all speaking to people about, and then try and have conversations with people that aren't into the NFL and they have no idea what we're talking about. So it's nice to be able to speak to people and have those conversations about what we're enjoying on a Sunday evening for obviously us over in the UK.
Unfortunately, John and Andy, I haven't been able to listen to a lot of this season's podcasts, but you guys obviously are doing a fantastic job breaking down the games and our next opponents and everything in between. It's even on YouTube now, which these guys have done, which is fantastic, taking it to the next step. In terms of my favourite podcasts, it's all of them have been brilliant to be able to just, you know, late at night, all log on, talk Rams football, dissect it as capable as we're able to. Some better than others, I would add. Me being the one that's probably struggling in terms of the technical details of the game. But no, they were all fun. Enjoyed every moment of it that I've been on. And you never know, I might be on some future ones. The most enjoyable ones were actually, as a listener, I think, listening to Chris interview a couple of celebs. And they were interesting to get some outside insights. So I did enjoy those.
Don't really listen to the podcast much anymore, personally, because probably sounds daft, but I think if you record a podcast, you don't always like how you sound coming back on the podcast. So I don't tend to listen to it as much as I used to.
What would you guys say is your favourite all-time Rams game that you've either seen live or watched?
All-time favourite game I've watched or witnessed live, I think it's got to be the Cardinals at Twickenham and the way we just actually tore them apart that day. Twickenham's not the easiest of places to get to, but it was a great day and great to witness a divisional game in London.
It's probably, I'm not sure if it's a cliche or a given, but there's been a lot of good games that have had me standing up, punching the air and probably making a little bit too much noise with the kids asleep upstairs. But I mean, the Super Bowl has got to be my favourite game, of course, because we come away with it all, and just that feeling, the buzz. And it wasn't an easy game either, but to see Donald make that final tackle and throw the ball incomplete for us to win it, and it was just beautiful. It was like a Hollywood story, an ending for Donald to do that, and that was my favourite. It was amazing. Late in the evening, absolutely buzzing. It took a while to get to sleep after that, I've got to say.
Probably say, in terms of actually physically being at a game live, it would probably be the Bengals game at Wembley a few years ago. In terms of just watching it live on TV, it's got to come down to the shootout against Kansas City. That game was just, you know, 60 minutes of pure excitement, end-to-end football. It was just, I think, one of the most perfect football games I think I've ever seen in my entire life.
So who have you guys enjoyed meeting, be it players, officials, or just anyone in general? And do you have any football-related contacts or anyone famous in your phone that you could tell us about?
Player-wise, I think it was Torrey Holt, to be honest, at the Barrow Boy and Banker. What a great guy, really down to earth. And it was great to meet one of those all-time legends of the Rams.
People we've obviously met, players-wise and officials, obviously in relation to the team, is obviously when they came over to London. And I don't think that's just in relation to the team themselves, it's the people of LA that we met, and people from across the world. When we'd done the meet-ups and the official meet-ups in the Barrow Boy and Banker in London, it was an unforgettable couple of days that, if I'm truthfully honest, and I'm still in touch, and we still are a lot in touch with people over in LA, with David and Vince and people like that, and Angel and Paul. There's people that you just, that they're friends forever, and it's mad that we're all this far away, but we're always looking out for each other on Twitter. There's happily, people are liking each other's posts, we're keeping in touch. It's a community that we're obviously trying to build across the pond, which is something which is quite different to any other sport. And we always try to push that on the podcast as well. We are there for people, and we want people to let us know what they want to be heard, really. Obviously, I do speak to Sam Lagana quite often in relation to what's going on, and he keeps in touch, and to have that connection with someone that is in the stadium doing what he does fantastically every week is second to none, really. And it's pretty cool to know that he gets in touch with me and I get in touch with him, and that really shows the connection that hopefully we are doing from over here in the UK to the States, really.
I haven't had the opportunity to really meet a lot of officials or players, etc., on the Rams or in the wider NFL, but one of my most enjoyed moments was meeting the rest of the LA Rams UK team as a whole in the Borough Boy for the London meetup when the Rams came over to play. I did get to have a little photo opportunity with Dickerson, so that was fantastic, of course, and we had a good few beers. I got interviewed by some American TV channel at the time. That was fun. And obviously the day after, I got to watch the game with my wife, which was great as well. Original meetup with Tony was quite fun. We had to do a UK organised draft session in a London casino, and that was the first time I met Tony. But that was, we sat there trying to draft our best with Jordan at the time, was on the team helping us pick out the best players, because a few beers in, me and Tony weren't too sure who to go with. Unfortunately, no, I don't have any football related celebrities, players, even UK teammates that used to play here. I have never played the game myself for club or uni or anything like that. So unfortunately, no contacts in my phone that I could show off. But unless you're counting Chris on the team by degree of separation, he's probably the most famous football contact I have.
So over the last like 20 or so years, we've been lucky and privileged that we've had, you know, 4 Super Bowl visits, and we've won 2 of them. So I've got to ask you guys, which Super Bowl victory was greater, 99 or 21?
Why not both? They're both fantastic. They both stand on their own. And it's a win for St. Louis and a win for Los Angeles. Fantastic.
For me, it's got to be 21 because we were obviously slightly felt a little bit more involved within it. It was a phenomenal evening, a phenomenal time to be able to do what we did in our backyard. It still gives me goosebumps to this day of what we did on that night and how we did it and what we did it for. And that, I think, is the main thing. Is we obviously did it because we were the best team in the league, but to do it where we did it and how we did it was special. And the atmosphere and the way around it, and then the celebrations after it, and seeing AD in the states that he was for, I'm pretty sure, weeks, was quite good to see, and how they enjoyed it was great. Maybe we've had a little bit of a hangover since then, but we'll move on from that.
To me, out of the 2 Super Bowls the Rams franchise has won, the greater one for me has got to be the actual one I've witnessed live on TV, unfortunately not in person, because, you know, I built up to it as a fan. I only really started supporting the Rams around 2004-2005, so I didn't have the benefit of seeing the 99 season and then lifting the trophy. But yeah, I mean, in terms of, people say we were star-studded with the latest one, so is the greater Super Bowl the 99 with Kurt Warner, the underdog story? Possibly. Which I highly recommend, by the way. If you haven't watched the American Underdog 21 movie about Kurt, go out and watch it if it's on TV somewhere. But yeah, I reckon 21 personally, but 99 probably historically is the greater win.
I'd probably say that 2021 was my favourite out of the two, just because of how well we built the team and how much, you know, all the way through with no win November and analysts and pundits and everybody just writing the team off. And even when we got to the playoffs, everybody just writ us off and we just kept coming back and basically proving everyone wrong. And, you know, that image of Aaron Donald at the end of, you know, when he sacked Joe Burrow was just an iconic moment, you know, that I think will live in franchise history forever.
Thinking ahead about the future of the Rams, if you could have one hope for the Rams in terms of the future, what would it be?
Let's not wait another 22 years before we get another Super Bowl win.
But I'd probably say in the future for the Rams is to basically get back to that winning team and be able to be confident walking into a game again to say, right, we are going to win this game. And I think after last year, yes, the injuries hit us hard. This year's started okay. It's been a little bit stagnant. There's been a little bit of animosity in relation to the different plays and so on. But that's always going to be the way. But if we can get ourselves on a foothold within our division and then obviously on our conference, I think we are in a good position, especially as a very young team now, to be able to push forward and move forward in the next, if not this season, into future seasons as well.
I think for the future of the Rams, what you hope for is more Super Bowls, of course. You want to take on that legacy of the New England Patriots and win more of those consecutively would be great. I think a bit of tongue-in-cheek, it would be nice to see the Chargers kicked out of SoFi. So it's fully ours and we don't have to hear the Chargers going forward in that stadium, unless it's an away game. But I think most importantly is with the players that have got us in recent years to where we wanted to go. I'd like to see them retire as Rams, so just to name a couple, just obviously AD and Cooper Kupp would be nice to for them to just hang it up with the Rams.
To be honest, just for us to get back to being, you know, a Super Bowl contending team, you know, that's, I think, what every fan wants, long-term stability for the team and to keep competing year in, year out, and, you know, grow the market in LA as well so that, you know, we start getting, you know, to the point where we have, you know, every game, home game, feels like a home game with our fans. Probably as well, maybe selfish, but maybe a few Rams games over here in the UK so I can actually go and watch them live again.
Now, flipping that a bit, where do you think LA Rams UK will be in the next 5 years?
Well, hopefully we'll have another Super Bowl win under our belts. And we'll be meeting on a semi-regular basis for game watching and meeting down in London for the international series games.
As LA Rams UK, I see us only blossoming more. If people want to get involved even more, please let us know. But what we want to do is be able to be that connection for people to listen to, of normal people talking about football, see what we can do, and if we're doing it wrong, please let us know. But I'd hope for the time that we've obviously been doing it for, I hope that we've been doing it the right way. All that I can say is thank you everybody for supporting us, listening to us. Please, as I say, let us know any further details that you want to hear. We're trying to mix it up where we can, which is exactly why we're doing this for our 100th episode. When we started out, and I remember Aaron doing the pre-recording to say we're going to do this, and the amount of listens that we had in relation to that, we were like, wow, this could actually work. To get to 100 episodes is unbelievable. And all I can say is thank you, thank you, thank you very much for doing that for us.
The future of the LA Rams UK in 5 years, whoa, who can predict that, eh? Obviously, Andy and John have been keeping this thing going probably for the last year or two now, with a few of us original guys having to step back a little bit from podcasts or graphic or Twitter duties, etc. But with passionate guys like John and Andy, and potentially people out there that are listening to us or following us or interacting with us would like to get on board, who knows where it could go? I know we already tried to have the occasional meetup or the trip over to LA. We've got the podcast. Discord chat has been lively the last few years. So I don't know, we'll have to get our heads together and think how it can be better.
Honestly, it's a difficult one to answer on that one. You know, hit episode 200 and beyond. You know, keep growing the channel, keep growing the fan base. You know, maybe have a few more, you know, hopefully fan meetups at some point, whether, you know, this is, you know, maybe Tony hosting us down his place, you know, for a games, or, you know, actually getting together and going somewhere. And like I said, hopefully if we can get some Wembley games, maybe, you know, we can start having meetups at Wembley games and start, you know, just getting together a bit more.
Listen, guys, it's been an absolute privilege and pleasure to have you guys involved in episode 100. It's been great to hear from you guys. Thank you so much for taking the time out to answer these questions. Hopefully, to the listeners out there, this is coherent enough. It's difficult. Everyone's got so much going on in their lives. The guys are all busy in their personal lives with their work and whatnot, but we all appreciate the time that you guys have taken out here, and thank you so much for giving all of us, myself included, a platform and a community for us as UK Rams fans to come together and share our love, our trials, our tribulations as a Rams fan. So guys, thank you so much for joining me tonight, and I hope to see yous back on the podcast soon.
I'm a bit out of practice with these recordings, as you can probably tell from my contribution this time. But I hope everybody's well. Keep supporting those Rams, even though this season looks like it's going to be a tough one for us. Hopefully we can be better than the Cardinals at the very least. And I hope to catch up with you all soon. Thanks. Bye.
Chris signing off. Cheers, guys.
Hi, it's me, Aaron, again. Thanks for listening to episode 100. It's a massive milestone for LA Rams UK. So thank you for listening this long over the years. And if you're new, keep on listening. Stay with us. I'm sure there's plenty of more great discussions to be had around Rams. So let's enjoy the rest of the season. Go Rams.
Right, well, thanks for having us on, John, for this really special episode of 100. And is looking forward to the next 100 and beyond.
So there you have it, folks. That was episode 100 of the LA Rams UK podcast. Hope you enjoyed that. And like I said, Andy and I will be back later in the week to go over the Cardinals game and preview the Steelers game and everything else that we usually cover. But probably noticed, didn't answer anything for myself. This episode is all about the other guys. You guys hear from me enough week in, week out. Was going to do answers, but I thought, nope, I want to make it all about these guys, about Aaron, Tony, Chris and Andy, because I may be leading, maybe hosting the podcast, but without those guys, none of this would be happening. And just once again, I'd like to pass on my thanks to them, because this is an absolute privilege and a pleasure. I absolutely love getting to do this. I love getting to talk to Rams with all you guys, and you hear, like I said, you hear enough from me. You don't want to be hearing more, maybe you want to hear about the guys, because this is something that you guys had been asking about in the past. You want to hear how Tony and Nat were getting on, so we answered your call, and we hope you all enjoyed it. But for now, folks, like I said, hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget, if you find us on YouTube, like and subscribe, get your notifications on, you'll be able to see Andy and I stream live, usually every Thursday night at 9:30. You'll find us on Twitter, you'll find us on Facebook, you'll find us on Instagram. And yeah, if you go on the Twitter in particular, you'll get a Linktree link, which will also help you get the Discord server. Come join us and chat about all things Rams and more on there. Share our pain, share our glory, share the triumphs, and hopefully as little failures as possible. But for now, folks, I've been John. This has been episode 100 of the LA Rams UK podcast, and I'll see you all for next week's episode, episode 101, as we move towards episode 200. Thanks, folks. Good night.